Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Fightful's The Hump with
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here. Welcome to Fightful. It is January 10th, 2024. It's time for The Hump. We got a lot to talk about. We are in, quite frankly, one of the busiest wrestling months there is. As always, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. You can subscribe ahead of time for a full year for $54. It doesn't just give you a lot of the news that we're talking about today first, accurately, with the ability to interact with us on those stories, but over 40 podcasts on that as well. So a lot more than just wrestling news, and at the least expensive price that you will see. In addition to that, we have Q&As there every week that I do. We have ones that Grapsity does every 2 weeks. But if you want to get your question or statement read on the air for this specific show about the things we want to talk about, or you want us to talk about certain things, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful or go over to humperchats.com. That is our Streamlabs platform that allows you to, as you can see, leave questions, statements before we go on the air, after we've already been on the air. You can leave them ahead of time for the awards show that we're doing in a few weeks. Just lots of stuff there. Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing good. Can't wait to see how many physical awards we're ordering this year, Sean Ross Sapp.
Yeah, we're going to find that out, reaching out, because there are some people that are just very particular about it. And they're like, yes, we definitely want ours. Then there are some that are like, nah, we don't really care about those. And I'll never fault anybody for that. Like, anything of that nature. So there's some that we're that are going to be getting physical awards. We're going to get acceptances and stuff all of the like, and we want to make this a big deal every year. But
I would love it if there was a year where the winner of every award was like a Brock Lesnar, a CM Punk.
We get it. You don't want to spend money on it, Jimmy. Uh-huh. I like to let the talent that we cover know that they matter to us and the companies as well.
Of course. So I'm just kidding.
That's why I do it. Last year, honestly, it was an incredible honor to have Mark Briscoe say that he was going to make sure that Jay Briscoe's wife got theirs. And that was enough for me. Anybody who says, your awards don't matter. You know what? If it mattered enough to him to do that, that's all I need. But we've consolidated a lot of things. We're narrowing down a date. We had zeroed in on February 4th.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, and then NXT announced Vengeance Day for the literal moment we were going to do it. So I'll take some input from the audience. If you guys would like a date, it needs to be after the Royal Rumble, however. I've considered doing it before AEW Dynamite on a Wednesday as well. I've considered doing it maybe a Thursday evening. We'll see. But Jimmy, what do you got going on?
Oh, you know what's happening in my personal life. I've quite a bit of stuff happening in that realm. First thing I should do is say Happy New Year to everybody, because it's the first podcast I've been on since then. So Happy
finally
New
showed
Year
up to everybody. Work.
Yeah, finally showed up. Yeah, because otherwise I'm just sitting around watching movies and eating bonbons all the time.
It's retired life, right, Jimmy?
It's what it is. Yeah, because I got
lives. If you...
I got nothing on the go at all. Yeah,
you don't
at all. But where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Mercedes Moné? Because that's like everybody always cares about Mercedes Moné. Do you want to start? Actually, well, first I want to ask you. I want to ask you about your Rumble plans, because the Rumble's coming up.
Yeah. Apologies, as I've got a cough I'm dealing with. I fly out Wednesday, so you and I will be doing the Hump on Monday that week,
right?
Because I want to make sure that our audience gets that show. List Goes On will also be on Monday, so the Backstage Report will be on Tuesday. I fly out Wednesday, both WrestleMania week and Rumble week. Go figure, this year will be the time they don't do it. But so many times, I've flown in on a Thursday night, and there are community events going on Thursday evening. Now, if there's not interview opportunities, there's a chance I won't be doing it. But I will be there that week. I'm flying back Saturday afternoon, actually. I'm going to hopefully be home, barring some delays or anything like that, which, honestly, if I get delayed, I'm just going to turn around. I'm going to drive to the venue. I'm going to get a hotel that night and rebook a flight for the next day. I like to watch these events from home.
Yeah,
I don't particularly like taking parts in the scrums or the pressers. But I like doing the in-person interviews and all that, because it gets good footage for us. We can chop it up into TikToks, Reels, all that good stuff. But yeah, I'll be there Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and then I leave Saturday afternoon, hopefully.
Who are your Rumble picks?
I'm going to say Cody. I'm going to say Cody and Becky.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be Seth and Punk and Cody and Roman, I think. And so I think it's going to depend on what the Elimination Chamber match is. Is it going to be like the Raw brand or the SmackDown brand? And that's going to determine it. So if they're doing the Raw brand, then hell, that's going to be strange, because Cody's a Raw guy, but Roman is on SmackDown. I guess they'll figure it out. But otherwise, it'd be Punk and Elimination Chamber. But I'm with you. It'll be Cody or Punk, because I think they're both going to be getting the Mania shots.
KE775 says, do you think we see any free agents at the Rumble? Think? Yes. I think we'll see Naomi on Andrade. Not a report. I've got to preface that, unfortunately, now.
What about AJ Lee? You see her doing the heel stuff with Punk?
Yeah, I would love that. I would love
in the Rumble. I would love to see her in the Rumble. Her. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yeah.
Kim Gray says TK needs to Elsa this from Frozen and let it go. Has a completely different meaning for you, Jimmy.
Yes, it does. People don't know that. That's amazing.
Jeff Stone says, SRS, my guy, Jimmy Van. What's up? How y'all cool kids doing? We're doing good. Again, got this rough cough, so you'll see me muting an awful lot. Nicholas Olson says, haircut looks good, SRS. Been tight on money. 7 cents much lately. Fightful Select, best $5 in the business. Well, I appreciate that. Again, I'll never fault you guys if you can't, won't, or don't want to subscribe to Fightful Select. Everybody has their own priorities, and we appreciate you very much regardless. If AEW offered Okada big money, would WWE match? Well, it depends on how big the money is, Jimmy.
Yeah, no. I just don't think WWE is an option. I felt the same exact way about Will Ospreay as I do Okada. I don't see Okada working full-time in the U.S. I just don't. And so I think AEW would be the option unless he stays in Japan. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and he can still work in Japan if he wants to with AEW.
Right.
Any chance The Rock comes in and wins the Rumble? Man, I think that would be a horrible idea.
I think the crowd would shit on it, I think. What do you think? Because like
they might shit on it too.
Maybe. It's a smart crowd, but then The Rock, you know. Yeah.
He might be boo-proof.
Maybe. At this point, maybe, yeah. It'd be interesting.
Gender wins, Priest cash in, Seth wins back at Royal Rumble. Hell no. That ain't happening.
No way.
That ain't happening. No way.
I saw people on social media say, maybe Jinder's going to win. There's no fucking way he's going to beat Seth Rollins. There's no way.
Any update on Brock Lesnar? I've not heard of one.
I saw him playing mini golf in Saskatchewan.
I love mini golf. I love mini golf. I got a beer pong mini golf game recently.
There you go.
AEW surprise tonight. Prediction for this show. I think they'll debut the new belt tonight.
I saw Zarian mention that as well. It looks a lot like the old belt, just different side plates, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We got Rojo Bear saying Jack Perry signed his 5-year contract in January 2019. Do you think it's possible that TK lets it expire and doesn't re-sign him? I would be shocked if he hasn't re-upped since then. Almost everybody that was on those original deals, many of the anchors signed new deals. And they got more money as a result of that because a lot of those deals were not for a ton. Is TNA signing Joel Pearl, Tito Ortiz like debut? He wishes. He absolutely wishes. 22-year-old rookie Obafemi is the future of WWE. Man, they capitalized on him last night when the iron was hot. I think that's something that wrestling should do a lot more of, Jimmy.
Is he only 22?
It's hot. I don't know.
22? Okay. Yeah, he, it was interesting.
Yeah, he's 22.
He's 22.
He was born after WCW got bought by WWE.
I don't need to hear that. I mean, good for him. Like you said, they struck when the iron's hot. Exactly what they did.
While Shane Helms was chucking water bottles at Buff Bagwell's head. Man.
Yeah, interesting. I'll be curious. Like, do you think they actually will have him on, say, Raw with the belt at any point? What do you think?
Because
he's still pretty green.
I think the Rumble would be
the Rumble. Cool. Yeah, that's possible.
Modern X says, what a move Aldis' SmackDown GM has been. Most compelling wrestling authority figure in years. And I think Adam Pearce has been great too, Jimmy. I'm going to have some news on that on Select in the coming weeks. But yeah, I think that it's been a really, really great, great move to bring in Nick Aldis.
Yep, 100%. He's one of these characters that doesn't back down, even if it's Roman Reigns. I like that. And I like that these general managers, you know what they always say about a sporting event, Sean? They say that the referee, you shouldn't notice them. And the same thing about a match. You shouldn't notice the referee. A lot of these general manager characters, they're always these ultimate heel characters that, you know, take over their segments. And I'm not a fan of that. You should be highlighting the wrestlers. And Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis, both of them, they don't dominate their segments. They always put the focal point on the talent. I think they've both been really good. And they're not really heel or face. They kind of call it down the middle the way that they do it. I like it.
Any guesses on the TNA surprise signing? So I've got some news on a person that they haven't signed tomorrow. But who fits the bill for you in that sense?
Matt Riddle.
Oof. Speaking of Mayor Pete, and I'll think on that one. Says rec spec on Riddle's partner at New Japan San Jose this weekend. Oh God, I don't know. I think somebody established in the company to sort of endorse him. Injury update on Sheamus. I haven't heard anything, but I know his contract is supposed to be up in the early part of the year, which makes you go, okay, well, did they extend it as a result?
I saw him do an interview somewhat recently talking about wanting to main event Mania. Mm-hmm. So I'll be curious where they go with him. He's one of those guys, you want to have him in your locker room, I think.
Ella says, what do you guys think happens with Jericho? Well, if you had to do the tag match, I think it's good that they put it on Battle of the Belts, at least, to kind of just give him a break from TV. See what the hell's going on. There was some Jericho exhaustion anyway.
Fair. That's fair. I mean, even MJF said that about himself, you know?
Yeah.
And he's going to come back hotter than ever, MJF. And
Jericho will.
Yeah.
Work in work Maybe says, not. How does production change with fitting and when? I'm going to work to find out more about the new WWE production hire, which is a big one. We got a couple of big hires as well with Koshe as well in AEW. So a couple of big hires, but I'm going to find out about the changes that are going on. We've got some news from Corey Brennan about Kevin Dunn as well. There's an awful lot going on there that still is a TBD and remains to be seen.
I saw one article. It was like an industry, television industry article suggesting that fitting was going to be one of a few people to replace Dunn. And so I'll be curious how that goes. Apparently, though, he is going to be in charge of like the look and feel of the broadcast, yeah. Apparently. So
John Wick GM says, what's going on with Dragunov? So Corey Brennan reported that angle was a work. Absolutely was a work. What I will encourage all of you to do just on your own, go look at Ilya Dragunov's cage match every year around this time of year. I mean, every single year this time of year. It is blank. This entire period. Like, there are gaps between December, January, February, almost every year. For whatever reason it might be.
Maybe holidays? Maybe he's home to see family? Who knows? Interesting.
Don't know. Could be. What do you think of the three-way gauntlet? Rock, Reigns, Cody at Mania. Defeats the purpose. Reigns needs to lose to Cody, and The Rock versus Roman Reigns is the match. It completely undermines the point, Jimmy.
Do you want to talk about The Rock now? Because that's
sure,
on my list anyway.
Why not?
So obviously, you know, The Rock's on Raw. He drops the head of the table line. Everybody thinks, oh, he's taking Cody's moment at WrestleMania. And I understand from a business perspective, Roman Reigns versus The Rock is a way bigger match than Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes from a business perspective. But I still think Rock's going to do Elimination Chamber unless they get Roman to work double duty at Mania. I still feel like it's going to be one of those two things. Either Rock does Elimination Chamber or Roman works double duty. And the reason I saw you with Denise and you were talking about how you don't think Rock would do Elimination Chamber because like the time difference and stuff, because it's in Australia. So it's like a 6 a.m. Eastern start time. And I understand that, right? Like Elimination Chamber is not WrestleMania. It's got an early morning Eastern start time. I get it. But the reason that I think that The Rock might do Elimination Chamber is twofold. The first reason is he's got family in Australia. He lived in New Zealand when he was younger, when his dad worked the territories. Remember when Rock came back for the Cena program in 2011?
Nia was born out that way.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She was born in Australia.
When Rock came back in 2011 for the Cena program, his first match after being gone for all those years wasn't WrestleMania. It was a kind of meaningless tag team match at Survivor Series because he wanted to do Madison Square Garden. It was important to him that he worked Madison Square Garden. I could see him having the same mentality about Australia because he's got family and he lived in New Zealand. I could just see him having that mentality. And the other reason I think he might do it, you know, The Rock's got an ego, right? In order to be in his position, you've got to have an ego. He's done lots of WrestleManias. Has he ever had a country's government go public saying that they want to bring him in? Because the tourism board has publicly said that they want to get The Rock for Elimination Chamber.
And I mean, if they pay him or they pay a certain amount of money, you can make a lot of things happen.
Yes, exactly.
You can make a lot of things happen.
And it's not an arena show. This is a stadium show. They'll get 50,000 plus for that show. So I think The Rock, it's on brand for him to want to do a show like that. And so we'll see. Clearly, it's The Rock's decision. The Rock's going to do whatever the hell he wants. WWE is going to let him do whatever the hell he wants. And if he says, I want to do Mania, he's doing Mania. But I think he's going to do Elimination Chamber. Like, what does your gut tell you? Do you think he's going to do Mania, or what do you think?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My gut says that he won't, because how many times have we seen him come in and pussyfoot around with WrestleMania? The Ronda Rousey match didn't happen.
Right.
The Triple H match didn't happen. He had the balls to say, well, you know, we tried to make the Roman match happen, but there was no story.
Right.
I'll believe it when I see it. It's like a Nate Diaz fight at any given point. I'll believe it when I see it. Conor McGregor, believe it when I see it.
So
when he's in the ring, I'll believe it.
Okay, so you're suggesting that he might not wrestle at all, is what you're saying?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. I think he will. I don't think he would have dropped the head of the table on if he wasn't. And I think him and WWE already know the direction they're going to go. But
sure, yeah.
But I think it'll be Elimination Chamber. But let me ask you about Cody now. Let's just say hypothetically, Rock does Mania. And again, I think it'll be Elimination Chamber if he wrestles. Let's say it's Mania. I think the perfect scenario would be Roman does double duty. He does Rock night one, Cody night two, and then Cody beats him. And then Cody could also work night one, maybe Cena or whoever. Do you think Roman would want to do back-to-back nights given his, you know, recent
No,
history?
And I don't think you should ever schedule somebody like that to do back-to-back nights because of the risk of injury.
Injury risk.
And if you do, you better have a big, big, big backup plan for night two. And I mean, it's got the way the WWE approach has always been is the backup plan needs to be bigger than the original plan type of thing.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I think that is something that could bite them.
Yeah, and I understand that. I just wonder how else, if Rock were to say, I'm doing Mania, how else? Because you got to give Cody his moment at Mania. Doing it at like SummerSlam is not the same. I saw somebody suggest, Randy Orton beats Roman at the Rumble, and then
no.
Cody beat, like, no. Like, it's got to be Roman Reigns, and it's got to be in the
Cody.
Ring. Yes.
Cody's got to win. Cody's got to win. Roman's got to lose.
Yes.
That's it.
I Corey 100%
says
agree.
Maybe Rock, Roman, not at Mania, but they can make it a story leading to SummerSlam, main event to officially take head of the table. That's what I've always said is the prize here. It's the head of the table, the provider, the tribal chief. That's the prize. I'd be completely fine with that. Or next year's Mania if they wanted. That man was sucking wind after one people's elbow, Jimmy.
Yes, he was. He's not getting any younger, though. So, like, would he want to give it another year? You know, like, I don't know.
Jericho's still out there at that age, too.
That's fair. Jericho stayed in ring shape, though. But I don't know.
Well, he'd have to get in ring shape.
Yeah, I still feel like the fact that Rock showed up in September, now he shows up on Raw a couple months later, I think that this is like the start of a supposed run for him. And so we'll see where it goes. But and, you know, let me throw this at you, because I mentioned this on social media. Let's say, okay, Rock or Roman loses it to Cody at Mania, right? Cody becomes the champion. Roman takes time off, because it's probably what he's going to do is take time off. What do you think of the idea of Paul Heyman realigns with CM Punk? And we could talk about CM Punk later. what do you think of the idea of Paul Heyman aligns with him? And then we find out that Paul Heyman intentionally set up the schedule for Roman where he's got a four-way at Rumble. He's got Rock at Elimination Chamber and he's got Cody at Mania because Heyman was intentionally trying to screw him out of the title and go with Punk. And then that leads to Roman Punk when he returns. What do you think of that?
I could really get behind Punk with Heyman because as we have found out, just putting Heyman with somebody doesn't work as we've seen in the past, but they have some magic together. Kai asked about the possibility of a Rock Roman tag team. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
No,
in the future,
especially if Roman takes time off, comes back as a babyface. 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Do you think DIY or the team to beat Judgment Day for the tag titles? Their booking has been really good. The crowd reactions have been getting louder. Truth accidentally cost them the titles. I think he could possibly cost Money in the Bank. Right now, Judgment Day are the team that should have the tag team titles, in my opinion. They are over. They are really, really great. I'm all for them. And here comes Alyssa from Australia saying, so sick of being told Rock versus Roman should only happen at Mania. Can you let us people have in Australia have one thing just once? We got nothing. You get Anna Bauer and Shaza. Wait, no, you don't get Shaza. We took her from you too. So
Rhea Ripley.
We took her as well.
I suppose.
We took her.
That girl's on fire, man. Rhea Ripley's on fire.
Yeah.
She's doing amazing.
You to In Your House there as well. We greatly appreciate you. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Any interest in WWE on Thekla that you know of? I haven't heard of that. And WWE have been very, very open about people they are interested in of late. Matt Hennessy says, what I love about this year's Rumble is unpredictable. I could honestly see Becky, Bayley, Bianca, and the women's. On men's, I think it's Cody, Punk, or Sami Zayn, who I think has a good chance of winning the Rumble match. I'm just ready to see Sami back. Hope he gets well soon. He got split open really bad. But they are adding a lot of stories into this year's Royal Rumble. They're doing a better job. They're being very versatile with the Royal Rumble. And, you know, versatility is very important. There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while. And I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case. And I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Jake says, Rock doesn't want to have to deal with drop bears. I don't understand the reference. I'm sure that's something Australian.
Could have just said koalas.
Any chances AJ Lee shows up at Mania? Yeah, I mean, she hasn't been keen on like teasing things in years, and all of a sudden she's teasing stuff, Jimmy.
And she looks fantastic.
She does. She looks incredible. And there's a whole lot of wrestlers that would love to work with her as well.
I would love a Rumble moment where it's her and Zelina Vega. I would love it.
Yes.
That would be great. And for people that don't know, Soraya's movie, Zelina played AJ Lee.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic if they did something like that.
Nicholas says, any word on new WWE tag titles? Very over the red and blue. They make me miss the penny belts. Yeah, I've heard that from scoopsters for so long. Like, I've asked within WWE, and I've never gotten an answer. Yeah, I do think they need new tag titles. I just think they need to decide when they're splitting them. I think, in my opinion, what they should do is either decide to combine them and make one set of titles, or split them and then make new titles, because it's time to do that. We also
Do you think that they're undecided if they want to split them or keep them together, and that's why they still have two pairs?
Yeah, I think so, because, I mean, we've heard these reports for so long. I've never heard it, but we've heard these reports for so long, and we haven't really seen any progression on that.
Right.
Some interesting free agent stuff. Have you heard if WWE is interested that they recently lost free agents like Ospreay, Deonna, and probably Mercedes? And Bobby, the dad bod white, says, SRS and Jimmy, when it comes to free agency, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't NXT have three-year talent contracts? So some expire this year. Do you see any of these people like Gigi Dolin leaving WWE for TNA? No, I absolutely don't see almost anybody leaving WWE for TNA. That would be a massive decrease. Now, these contracts are a lot different. You can have injury time added. You can have renegotiations. You can have extensions. You can get called up to the main roster, get a main roster deal, then head back to NXT. There's an awful lot there. I don't think WWE is as disappointed, but I figure we should might as well talk about Mercedes now, because I don't think it's an accident that I found out that WWE and Mercedes weren't in talks. Like, you know, Jimmy, we have seen so many stories and people go, haven't you ever considered that you found out this info because of, yeah, I'm a pretty perceptive guy. Like I look at all these things and I'm like, why are they telling me this info? Well, WWE was happy to confirm it to us that they weren't in talks with Mercedes Moné because she's going somewhere else. And that's what we got going on right now is, you know, she's headed to AEW. And we got somebody saying percentage on Mercedes to AEW, Julia to WWE. With Julia, I'll say 60% WWE. With Mercedes, I'm going to say 90 to 95% AEW. Something big would have to happen for this to fall through.
Sometimes I feel bad for you when I see the social media conduct, Sean, because I follow your reports and you and I talk off the air about stuff and you always keep me in the loop. So when I see people on social media putting words in your mouth, you know, so again, Sean has not said Mercedes has signed with AEW. Sean has not said confirm. Sean has not said she's going to Dynamite Wednesday. Has said anything like that. And so the first thing I wanted to do about this topic was I wanted to go over what you actually reported on Fightful Select about Mercedes. So what you said was she had conversations with WWE. They were far apart on terms. And when you say terms, I assume you mean money. Then she continued conversations with AEW. And the way you worded it is she is expected to land there. So haven't said she signed, haven't said she's showing up Wednesday. You said she's expected
to land. Suspect that she's signed, but AEW hasn't told me. Nobody near Mercedes has told me, and I haven't seen a contract. So I'll see people that try to bait me, and they go, well, if you're so confident, why don't you say 100% on the record? Well, because I'm not a fucking idiot. That's why. Because I can't do that. I can't just go, poof, she signed. Right. I don't know. Maybe there's an agreement in place, a deal memo. There could be a lot of things, a tentative agreement, any number of things. She is expected to go there. And again, in my opinion, if she doesn't end up appearing for AEW, I think that would be a much bigger story than the story we're talking about right now, because there are certainly things in place for her to head back there. Now, an interesting note that I learned along this way was from New Japan Pro Wrestling, because there was a report recently that came out that said, yeah, well, they wanted Julia versus Mercedes at Battle in the Valley, which is this weekend. And I had somebody from New Japan say that was never a realistic option once the Willow match ended. They're like, she was not going to be ready
right.
for Battle in the Valley.
Right.
So that's funny because, you know, she was brought in for the All In thing. She was in a walking boot. And I had heard, and a couple other people had heard, well, Mercedes is supposed to be teased at Grand Slam. I asked straight up within AEW and they said, no, that is not expected. It is not happening. And we don't feel like we can get away with having her appear with her being so far away from a possible in-ring appearance. And now here we are. And I got New Japan telling me, well, early January wasn't a likely thing either. Wrestle Kingdom was not a likely thing. Mm-hmm. Battle in the Valley was not a likely thing. So that could explain an awful lot. Mm-hmm. We got a whole bunch of super chats and humper chats about any number of these. Mercedes arriving in a limo at Daly's place. I haven't heard anything to indicate that, but it it wouldn't surprise me at all if at any time over the next month or so, it was revealed that or implied or hinted. I think that they're going to do something to hype it up.
Like the Punk thing where like Omega's.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
That's what they should do.
Right.
You know, do a show called Midwest Money or some bullshit like that. You know what I mean? Like something that makes it very clear.
Yeah.
Have Hikaru Shida go out there or Britt Baker or anybody like that. And you know, make boss references, money references, stuff like that. I think that's the smart way to do this without saying, we've got Mercedes. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
And DeShire says, assuming we don't hear anything on Mercedes and she still hasn't shown up on AEW by the Rumble weekend, what would your opinion be on the potential Rumble? If she appears in that Rumble, there's going to be a massive story with the fallout of whatever would have happened with AEW because she is expected to go there. And when I say expected, I mean like if how can I say this without idiots clipping it and acting like I'm saying something I'm not? You know how WWE internally had said we're on the 1 yard line getting a WWE champion? I think that's where they are with Mercedes. But it would not surprise me at all to find out that she was already under a deal, whatsoever.
Would she even be medically cleared for the Rumble? Like, do you know her status?
That I don't know, because Battle in the Valley is this weekend, and New Japan was like, well, that wasn't an option.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if it was like, you know, from a ring shape type of thing or whatever that might be. But I mean, that's a 2-3 week gap. Yep. But I mean, somebody's got to get cleared at some point, right? Like, you never know when that could be. So I can't really speak to that because she plays that very close to the vest. But New Japan was very adamant. They're like, well, Wrestle Kingdom was already off the table. Let's get to a couple more of these super chats, humper chats really quick before the big topic everybody wants to talk about. Dematic Made It says, any news on if the Broken Skull Sessions will return? I haven't heard anything or anything about Stone Cold's podcast in general.
They got to do it for Punk. That would be amazing. They got to do it.
In Your House says, when's the next SRS match here in the Midwest? I am wrestling at Pawcade in Jeffersonville, Indiana. It's on the other side of the river from Louisville. At the end of April, I'm in their Battle Royal. It's a Top Contender Battle Royal. They've got a just great cause that they're working for. It's the Humane Society of Washington. So I'll be tweeting out their stuff nonstop. Please make donations and help out some animals there, guys. We would really appreciate it if you did that.
I saw Cardona called you out for a match.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be cool. That'd be interesting.
Percentage chance Mercedes shows up tonight in Jax? 25%? I don't think it's happening. I think they would have hyped it up. But you know, maybe I'm wrong. BL says, with all the trash talk SRS is spewed on X against Shaza and Mia Yim, we need a triple threat. Love the show. Me and Shaza are good now. We fought out our stuff. Mia, listen, Mia Yim is my close personal friend, despite what she says. She can claim that she's not, whatever, but we're great buddies. She thinks that I'm wonderful. I wish that I still had the picture of her face down from that suicide dive that she did, but can't find it.
I got to tell you, she put up a hell of a showing with Io Sky.
Oh, it was incredible.
And when that match started, because she hasn't been on television, the crowd didn't react. But by the end of the match, they had the crowd. Like that was a good matchup, and she had a really good showing in that match.
Announce Wendi Richter for the show. She debuts. Shaza and Sean versus Shelton and Mia. I mean, Shelton wouldn't team with Mia. Shelton would team with me.
Imagine you and Shelton in the ring, Sean. That guy's a beast.
Couple of great athletes with incredible vertical leaps. Shaza said that I think it was she saw a video of me jumping onto a car and she was like, maybe you can do a match.
You showed me that one time. I remember.
Modern says, what weekly show do you guys tend to find yourself enjoying the most on a regular basis? Usually AEW Dynamite for me.
For me, it's Raw just because that's tradition. I mean, I got a family, and so I don't get to watch every show live anymore. But Raw's been tradition since 93, so we have that on Mondays.
Nicholas says, question for Jimmy, when WWE signed their new Raw rights, do you think it will please stockholders? If so, what number would you like to see, or do you see the stock going up to?
That's a good question. So I've talked about this before. I think the reason they haven't announced a deal yet is because the price was not where they thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. If you do the math, so they got 40 points on SmackDown, which was considered by Wall Street to be a disappointment. 40 points.
Yeah.
If you put 40 points on the Raw deal, I think it comes out to like $365 million or something when I did the math. I think they're looking for close to $400 million. I think they're not going to get it. I think they'll get in the high threes, and I think that Wall Street will not respond well to it, even though it's going to be a good increase and they're going to report record quarters and Wall Street will rebound because they're going to report record quarters. I don't think it'll be where they expect it to be, and so I don't think the initial reaction will be positive.
Well, your reaction is going to be positive from your balls and wiener when you use Manscaped and the code Fightful. The best in men's grooming and free shipping on all orders. Now they got that 5.0. All that good 5.0 stuff. Lawnmower 5.0. Man, that's not it. Beard hedger. They got everything you're going to need in that restroom. Whether it's the ball aftershave lotion, the anti-chafing ball deodorant, the magic mat disposable shaving mats, the 2-in-1 shampoo, their body wash. Jimmy, you're horrible at these. The body buffer, silicone body scrubber, the deodorant, refined scent. Like, there's just so much. And then they got beard care as well. They got beard balms, beard oils, and conditioners. They've got travel bag shampoo and conditioner for your beard and the beard hedger beard trimmer. This stuff is great. Ear and nose hair trimmers as well. Quite literally, anything outside of toilet paper and wet wipes that you need for grooming in the bathroom, they've got you covered. They've even got boxers as well. And they've got great deals on it as well. When you use that code Fightful at manscaped.com, manscaped.com and the code Fightful, they even have a peak hygiene plan set up. That way you can just jump right in, jump right in. They also have the Handyman Compact Face Shaver. Great for when you're on the road. Manscaped.com and the code Fightful.
Didn't Rob do a video for this? I guess he hasn't yet.
I love it when Jimmy undermines the read right after I do them.
No, just I'm surprised Rob hasn't done a video.
You know what? I like to do live reads, Jimmy.
Oh, you do?
Sometimes I like to do live reads. It freshens things up a little bit. Like, you can get freshened up at manscaped.com using the code Fightful.
Very good.
Any talks of Ziggler, Riddle, or Ali joining AEW? I haven't heard anything about Riddle with AEW. There have naturally been talks about Ziggler and Ali. Question for Jimmy. Favorite Rush song or album?
Don't have one. I know they're a famous Canadian band. I don't even know if I can name one song, if I'm being honest, by Rush. I know the one.
Sawyer. Everybody knows that one.
Is that the one I'm thinking of where it starts out slow and the drum beat? Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I haven't been a big fan of Rush.
Frank sends a very generous super chat and says, first time, long time listener watching. Love you guys. Keep it up. Great work. Thank you so much, Frank. We really appreciate you. I mean, we are largely publicly funded, so thank you so much. And Don says, thanks for all you guys do. Jimmy, it's good to see you back. Yeah, it is good to see you back.
Appreciate it.
So let's talk about the Tony Khan tweets. After Johnny says, what was that? Or why was Britt dropping Sasha hints a few months ago over the mystery partner? Buddy, I wish I had an answer to that. I do not know. That one is puzzling. Very, very puzzling. But yeah, any word on Hammerstone? Is he signed to TNA or just a one-time match? That is a TBD. I'll have more information on Fightful Select tomorrow. It says, would love to see him in Holiday and AEW the time MJF decides to return. MJF enlisting those two as, I mean, they are TV stars. I think is the right move, but I'll have more on that. Okay, so let's go here. Jose Polanco says, it's objectively funny how WWE fans went from crapping all over gender to defending him in less than 24 hours. He should be happy with all the free publicity. New Lack City says, don't get the hate TK tweets get. He's the only billionaire owner that tweets or posts on IG Live. Or he's not, rather. He's an easy target because he's kind of a nerd. Too many gatekeepers making rules as they go. SRS made the point of how bad it was with Bischoff versus Vince. We've got Matt Hennessy saying Brian should fine Tony for his Twitter behavior. That's something we will talk about. Don't hinder gender. The match is going to hump. We've got, we got some other super chats. Would TK have tweeted it if it was Punk next week? No, he would not have. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Van Twinblade says Fed Marks will give TK hell over letting the up-and-coming kid on a winning streak get a title shot, but it's crickets when Jinder getting a shot after being on the sidelines for a year. Cringe. Dante says complaining about Tony's tweets is goofy. If Twitter were a thing in 99, Bischoff would have been all over it. There's more important stuff going on in the world than faux tribalism. Get a hobby. Touch grass. James Stalling says Eric Bischoff commenting about Tony Khan's business strategy is hilarious to me. Can someone explain to me how he has room to talk? And then Mr. CJ Lilly says, hump crew, so super fan TK strikes again. Can anyone wonder why it's chaos backstage in AEW? Love that Julia gave AJ Alexa Bliss as her two biggest influences to her career.
Saw that
Love
too.
Seeing Alexa get her praise. That is very cool to see. And I mean, Julia Hart is at the age to where she grew up watching Alexa Bliss 6-7 years ago.
That's what she said. She said, I grew up, I saw that and I thought, man, I'm just getting too damn old. Getting too old.
Oh, I mentioned this the other day. Last year at the 2K event, there were the 2K content creators and they're like, oh, we grew up reading Fightful. And I was like,
what? Bah. How old were they? Like early 20s, I guess?
I mean, there are some that are like 18, 19, 20 now. So they were probably 12, 13.
Jeez.
But unbelievable. So here's the order of events. Raj Geary had tweeted about Jinder Mahal and Seth Rollins having some history after it was announced that Jinder Mahal would get a world title match next week. The USA Network account said, but what was the cage match rating, which is a reference to Tony Khan looking at cage match ratings. Tony Khan quote tweeted it or referenced it and said, yeah, you know, Hook gets a lot of shit for getting his title match when he's on a winning streak, has an incredible record. And meanwhile, Jinder hasn't won a match in a year. And where's the outrage? Well, I'll tell you, there was outrage. Jeff and I spoke about this on the post Raw show. We said he hasn't won in a year. He hasn't wrestled in months. And I even pointed at Ivy Nile, who I adore. I think she's great. But I was like, why did she get a title shot? I said, this is how you get a title shot. You stare at somebody. That's it. You look at them. Well, if that's the case, why the hell is everybody entering the Royal Rumble? Well, like CM Punk was just told he had to enter the Royal Rumble to earn his title shot. What the hell are we doing here? Mm. So yes, I don't like that. And then I had people point at examples with Abaddon and Riho. They both won top contender matches to get their title matches. So you can say they weren't on TV, yada, yada. They still did it. I don't like it when AEW does it either, though. I've never been a fan of this. This has long been something that I've complained about. I don't like it in the UFC, Jimmy. I hate it when the UFC rewards inactivity. Colby Covington just goes out and says stupid shit and keeps getting title shots. He loses his every other year title shot as a result. That's how you can tell they're in business with WWE at this point. I would have liked it a lot more if Jinder didn't just say, I've been overlooked. Because Seth was like, yeah, we've been overlooking you because you suck, buddy. Here's your title shot. If it was Jinder leaning into his promo and saying, I've been overlooked intentionally because of some very clear perception things. I mean, he very much said it's a bigoted country, and he could say that that's why he was overlooked. Seth says, okay, good, big boy, here's your title shot. You don't deserve it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. I don't think Tony was wrong, but I do understand why a lot of people took issue with Tony saying that. However, to me, I'm just like, I don't give a damn. It wasn't particularly harmful. I know that you feel different though.
I don't really need to get into it. The only thing I will say is I agree about the gender stuff. And to me, what made it even worse is that he just got his ass kicked by The Rock a week earlier. So that made it even worse. Maybe if he had been off television forever and then his first time back was setting up the Rollins match. And like you said, he talked about being overlooked. Okay, fine. Then maybe you can kind of get it. But the fact that The Rock basically wiped the floor with him the prior week made it even worse that he's a title challenger. I never knew about the Hook heat. Like, I don't have any issue with Hook getting a title shot, so I didn't know that that was a thing. But the gender thing, I totally understand the gripe. Otherwise, I don't really want to say too much. You know my feeling on Tony Khan's tweets. The only thing I will say is, if I was him, if I was the owner of a 9-figure worldwide media entity, I would not post the things that he's posted. And that's all I can say about it.
What I found interesting was how many people like compared Tony to other people, and they're like, well,
like Bischoff, right?
Or Bischoff or Vince or anybody. And I'm like, guys, Vince used to slap the papers out of reporters' hands. There used to be ads taken out in papers. Beyond the giving away results and coming out on a motorcycle and the New Age Outlaws challenging Shawn Michaels to fight them at the Alamo. Like this, do you remember when the TNA wrestler showed up at the Royal Rumble commercial shoot at Universal? Like,
not really.
Abyss was there with balloons and Tracy Brooks had the cookies and all that stuff. But like, when I see people say, well, no head of a company, brother, what are we talking about, my friends?
You know, the one thing I will agree with was somebody in the super chat that just said that if Twitter existed in 99, Bischoff would have been posting. I agree with that. And the reason I agree with that is because when Bischoff was losing the war, he was calling Vince McMahon out for fights. He did the thing on pay-per-view where he, I think, was actually hoping Vince would literally show up to fight him on pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. So when he was losing the war, he was out there doing a lot of anti-WWE stuff.
Sure.
I didn't mind it when they started and Bischoff was giving away the match results and stuff because he was trying to build the brand and build the company.
Billionaire Ted skits and Jim Cornette shooting on WCW on WWF television. Like we saw all of that. And when I hear about them saying, well, no head of a company would do that. Well, listen, he deems what he considers professional. You don't have to like it or enjoy it or anything. People that were pretending to be mad were very weird to me. If you thought it was corny or you're making fun of it, but whatever, by all means, have at it. That's completely understandable. But pretending that it was like something to be mad about, like, oh, the tribalism, like that, that is like basic booking criticism. Like, the stuff that I see on a daily basis is so much worse. And like, I see Dana White say far worse on a weekly basis, worse on a weekly basis. Vince did that. This is tepid. This is tame. This is nowhere near those things. But I mean, I get it if some people are like, yeah, I thought that was lame.
Dana White is definitely not the template for how an executive is supposed to conduct himself. 100%. Dana White is not the template. Yeah, I agree with that.
And UFC is as successful as ever, despite that. Didn't Tony give Daniel Garcia a title shot not long ago when he was losing all the time? That's what irks me about his tweeting. Yeah, I don't think you should put a blanket statement over that or say, where was the rage? There was plenty of people that were going, what the hell's gender doing with the title shot? Now, the funny thing is, there's a whole lot of people pretending like that gender reign was any good. It wasn't good. I covered that thing. WWE knew it wasn't good. It was just not good. Now, there's also a whole lot of people that act like it's a personal attack on gender if you criticize the fact that he's not been on the show for a year or that his reign was booked badly. I've met the man. He's fine. He seemed like a really nice guy when I met him. But stop applying complaints about the booking to the individual being booked. It's so stupid. I went in. This is drilled back. The
wins and losses don't matter in pro wrestling. It's scripted.
You're fucking stupid if you say that. It's the core of everything. It's the WrestleMania moment. It is quite literally what leads to the very top of the biggest show every single year, is sitting there with that title belt, fireworks going off behind you because you have won the match. Without wins and losses, nothing. None of the stories progress. People say
storytelling's a little more important than that.
No shit. And the wins and losses associated with a story are important.
The best example of that is Gender's Reign, right?
Yes.
So if the reason that a lot of people, myself included, didn't like Jinder's reign is because he was a, I no disrespect to him, he was enhancement talent. He
they
was
made him that, yeah.
Yeah, he was going out every week getting his ass kicked and pinned in 2 minutes. And then because Vince McMahon wanted to try to break into the Indian market and didn't really have anybody else he perceived to be at that level, out of nowhere, Jinder's the WWE champion. People didn't accept his reign, including me, because he'd been enhancement talent for months, man, prior to becoming champion.
The week before he won the top contendership, he lost to Mojo Rawley in 3 minutes.
There you go. There you go. The day why people weren't into it. Yeah.
The day before that, Finn Balor, 2:45. Yes. The week before that, Sami Zayn, 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then they had him put in a top contender match. They had him win it. And all of a sudden they were like, okay, world title match. And they had him face Randy Orton 732 times. Mm-hmm. They had... And listen, it's okay if they would have presented a lot of it as like, oh, well, he's only here because he got these guys and got this help. The presentation of Jinder has been a whiff for so long. And this is a good athlete mm-hmm. who looks good, is in incredible shape, well-dressed, smart man, mm-hmm. like all these things. And WWE somehow finds a way to whiff on him.
It reminds me of Mustafa Ali, doesn't it? Mustafa Ali.
Really.
Well, sort of, because Mustafa Ali, if they just told his story, he was a guy.
They did a little bit, though. They did a little bit. It's just they wouldn't commit to it.
Right, exactly. And then he was doing like the dumb gimmick where he's saying.
They've
like,
never told a Jinder story, though. Like, it would have been real easy for them to tell a very similar story to Drew McIntyre. Like, because Jinder did it quicker than Drew did. Dante says, disagree, Joel. TK just boosted Jinder's profile. Well, I mean, that's another thing. People say they don't know why Tony did it. There's 7.5 million people that saw a tweet that said, watch AEW Dynamite on Wednesday now. I don't have an issue with it. Mr. Acosta says, come here for a Jimmy rant on TK. You've changed. Some of our topics for today, like Amazon and some other things, will be on the list goes on Fightful Select today because we still have some super chats and humper chats to get through. Josh says, hope both of you are good. Who do you think Gunther faces at Mania? Brock is my hope. I hope he faces and beats Brock.
Would love it. I mean, there's not a lot of supposed dream matches left for me. That's one of them. I would love to see Gunther and Brock at Mania. Hope it happens.
Also, very off topic, but prayers for Ecuador. Joel Wood says, I have no problem with Tony firing back at WWE. The problem is WWE didn't say anything about Hook. He lashed out because of a joke and pulled Jinder into it. Yeah, I don't disagree with that either. Like, I feel like he shouldn't have. I feel like if there was one advice I could have given, like, don't name the guy. He didn't do anything.
And again, was there heat about Hook getting a title shot?
There were some people that were like, ah, that's stupid. Now, I wouldn't book.
I never heard anything about that. Never heard anything.
I wouldn't book a current buddy. AEW can breathe. WWE can breathe. And there's complaints. Yeah, that's it. I wouldn't book current champion against current champion to lose, but if not Roman, who versus Cody at Mania? That's the thing. Cody's dance partner at Mania, just there isn't one.
No, anybody else is
makes a ton of sense.
Because again, everybody's going to think Randy because of their background, but and anybody aside from Roman's a disappointment for Cody. I mean, that's
but buddy, if they ran back Nakamura, you'd have some people excusing it as if it was okay.
It'd be terrible.
Does this being Seth's MO as champion lessen the blow, at least in terms of the booking? Somewhat, but I would love for Seth on Raw ahead of the match to be like, this guy wanted an opportunity. I gave him an opportunity type of thing. And he should say, maybe he didn't deserve it, but I'm making sure that he has it.
I feel like Seth's in a holding pattern until Punk at... Is it him and Punk at the Rumble? I think just Mania, right? Because Punk's in the Rumble match.
Yeah.
So, have you heard of a direction for Seth at the Rumble?
I haven't yet. Okay. I haven't yet. No.
Okay.
Just Mass says, what's the reasoning behind the Jinder match? Because it got highlighted big time last week. And they decided to put him in there.
Even though he got his ass kicked.
I get why TK would be annoyed when WWE takes shots. And it's almost like he can't shoot back. Bischoff was so rattled, he tweeted all night. Well, Bischoff was probably promoting his shit as well. Bischoff's not stupid.
I'll tell you something about Bischoff. I saw him one time when on one of his podcasts. He said that he used to respond to trolls all the time. And he said that he would end up spending the rest of the day like walking around angry. So he said he doesn't respond to trolls anymore. And I remember him saying that. So when I see him going back and forth about Tony Khan, like you just said, he's doing it because it's on brand now, I think. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing.
Rob says, guarantee Mercedes tonight. Clip it. Very clever. Very clever. Patrick says, for me, TK taking shots on Twitter is too easy. I miss when he would verbally take shots during media scrums. Talking shit is more fun than typing. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and also you got to be in a position to where people can't gotcha you as well. But I just don't mind it. I like it as long as it's healthy and in the spirit of competition. He wasn't burying Jinder Mahal. He was burying the booking. People were outraged because of WBD's AEW numbers. There's a guy that registers burner emails, like dozens of them, and complains when I post WBD press releases that they send me. Because he thinks that I type them up myself. Yeah.
You know something never understood, Sean? I've never understood people that buy a ticket to go to Dynamite so that they can post photos of empty seats.
It's very weird.
I've never understood that. So
I mean, me and John Alba made fun of that for years, like before the pandemic, because people would always be like, they tarped it off. And now that's like a running joke is that everything gets tarped off.
But they're spending money. They're like spending their time. I don't understand it. Doesn't make sense.
Here's one. Imagine if Heyman had Twitter in the 90s. Oh, boy. Yeah. That would have been great.
HBW Heyman. Yeah.
I also put out there, I was like, man, I would have loved to have seen Gorilla Monsoon bury the Yeti on Twitter. That would have been great.
Something tells me Gorilla Monsoon would not have been on Twitter.
I bet he would have. January 27, collision is Bossier, Louisiana. How's that for Mercedes' debut? No, I can guarantee you that won't be the debut in that city. What are y'all's opinion on the new presentation of TNA and the new championships? Possible TNA comeback. Well, it can't hurt them, but I love the new title belts, Jimmy. What did you think of those?
Yeah, they look really sharp. What's the reason for the rebranding to TNA? Do you know?
Positive buzz, getting people talking.
Nostalgia?
Just nostalgia, all that stuff. Okay. It couldn't hurt them, and it didn't hurt them. It was a almost unanimously positive move.
Okay.
We got a few more super chats and humper chats. Then we're heading over to The List Goes On. We're going to talk about the Department of Labor, Amazon, and I've got some AEW contract news. Bep Jr., we'll give you a quick thought here. Will the independent contractors to employees affect the wrestling business? Jeff thinks no.
No.
And we're going to expand on that on The List Goes On, but it's hard for me to believe that it'll ever affect wrestling, Jimmy.
So I won't go deep here. I guess if you go to The List Goes On, FightfulSelect.com, I'll go deeper. I read the report. It's not going to affect pro wrestlers. I think that Uber and Lyft might be sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not going to affect pro wrestlers.
BL says, question for Jimmy. Best singer to come out of Canada, Bryan Adams, Justin Bieber, Celine Dion, or other?
So I got a soft spot for Celine Dion. She is she's an iconic Canadian performer, and I think all Canadians love her. Not that they don't love Justin Bieber, but I think I got to go with her. And I know she's going through a hard time with a physical ailment. So Celine Dion would be my pick.
Dallas Smith from Default. K775 says, outside of the NXT title, Becky pretty much stayed away from the title picture since SummerSlam 2022. Do you think she's back in the mix this year? I do. I think her and Rhea is a big time match for either February or Mania, Jimmy.
Becky, I've said this time and time again, of all the 2024 free agents, Becky to me is the one that you work the hardest to re-sign to me. Because that girl, how can you not like her? You know what I mean? How can you not like her? And she's a pro. She went out there, got punched in the face again by Nia Jax on Raw. And when she was pulled from SummerSlam with Trish Stratus, she didn't walk out of the company. She created a lemonade video and created a lemon t-shirt. The girl's freaking awesome. She's awesome.
Yeah.
They did that one stare down, her and Rhea. I don't remember when that was, Sean. Do you remember? They did that one stare down in the aisle.
It's quite wild.
Quite a while ago, that's all they've done. And that's the matchup. And I'd be very interested in seeing it. Rhea Ripley, I can't say enough good things about her either. I mean, she's in a heel stable. She gets pops every time she goes out there. You know,
Rob Wilkins says, I personally believe a deal with Amazon would hurt them long term concerning live events. And then he says, coexisting with Rob and Maggie will have hard to kill predictions. So tune in for that. We're going to talk more about Amazon in a moment on Fightful Select. A quick reminder before we go, if you want to sponsor a Fightful Award, it's like $100. You get an ad read. You get a mention in the descriptions as well. And when we announce it on Twitter, you'll get your read in the reply as well. Contact myself, Kate, or Fightful on Twitter or Fightful Select within the app as well. Nicholas Olson says, could TNA rebrand be a way for them to sell the company? Is it easier to sell TNA over Impact? I think it could be a way for them to sell the company, but I don't know if it's any easier to sell TNA than Impact.
What kind of value would they get?
Not much. I mean, their library is the most valuable thing, right? And the contracts they possess.
Yes, their library is the most valuable thing. And again, like people have asked, I just talked to somebody the other day about this, about why does TNA still exist? How do they make money? And I know, I don't know how it is now. You might know more than I do about this. I know for a long time, the India television contract was like their moneymaker. And I think their UK television contract was their moneymaker. But otherwise, it's content for Anthem, for the Fight Network. That's why they were still around. So I don't know why they would sell them unless they sold them and then picked up the rights, I guess, because they use the content for their television platforms.
They could sell it and then retain some rights, retain library rights and stuff.
Potentially, yeah.
T says, welcome back, Jimmy. Happy New Year. Enjoyed your Twitter yesterday, SRS. I'm trying to use it less in 2024, so enjoy it. I will be on Fightful Select interacting almost every day, though. It says, Jimmy, thoughts on TNA with Endeavor distribution channels? We're doing a giveaway on my Twitter right now, by the way, for a year of TNA Plus. Thanks to our friends at BetOnline AG.
So I'll tell you a little behind the scenes thing. When Triple H said he was going to make an announcement on that preview show, I had people who I know who are friends with certain people within TNA who hit me up because there were people in TNA that thought because of this Endeavor thing, there are people in TNA that thought that Hunter's announcement could be somehow related to WWE and TNA. And I hit up Sean because I hadn't heard anything about that. And I hit up Sean. Sean said, I haven't heard anything about that. And it turned out it was just Royal Rumble participants, I think, right? Is all he did. The Endeavor thing, I think they're just utilizing the platform. They're just licensing the platform. There's no correlation to WWE whatsoever.
We got somebody asking how they can get to Fightful Select. It's FightfulSelect.com or Patreon.com/Fightful. Just $5 a month. It is well worth it. Again, that's where I'm going to be interacting the most in 2024. Slick says, rumors have been circulating in the gaming community that Adam Copeland and Swerve were scanned with Soraya. Have you heard anything similar? I can certainly find out. I will find out. So I will have that information on Fightful Select whenever I get it. Guys, we are heading over to FightfulSelect.com. We're going to do The List Goes On. I'm going to break a little bit of AEW contract news, and we're going to talk Amazon and the Department of Labor situation. We're also back here for AEW tonight. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.